Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 8 is what I'll read, and then I'll elaborate on some of the other scripture. It starts to read like this in verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Yeah, so I'm a city boy, I'm a country boy, you're still blessed. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command his blessing on you in your storehouse and in all that which to which you set your hands, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. So those verses of scripture are extremely powerful. These are foundational scriptures for my life, Lady David's life, and everything that we, you know, orchestrated or facilitated. These are the scriptures that were really a core of what we believe and how we believe. So we get into this scripture and we find out that there is a blessing when you are here to the word of the Lord and you do all you can to obey and you observe. And I talked about observance last week, that this empowerment comes on you called the blessing. We never have gone after anything. It was this empowerment that caused things to start happening for us. People tend to call it favor. Favor is just a blessing on you. Some people call it wealth. Well, all that comes with the blessing that comes upon your life when you are here to God's word and you observe God's word. Then God will begin to, in the earth, God will begin to expand you. He would begin to empower you. And then when this empowerment comes in verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Well, it doesn't stop. And those of you who think that, and sometimes we can operate in fear and think what God started is going to end. Not as long as you continue the pattern, because you're the one. Continue the pattern that God laid out for you. Then those overtaking blessings will continue. Most people, or many people in the world, they're seeking something. There was a validation that the blessing brings upon your life, that no matter what happens, it cannot be removed, and it will continue to produce. And these portions of scripture will help you to see how these things begin to produce in your life. So still in verse 2, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Verse 3, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Now, in these portions of scripture, regardless of what location you're in, based on verse 3, the blessing is upon you. Now, some people think that if I move to another region, then the blessing will live. Not if God has given you the liberty to shift and to move. There are certain places that God has designated for you to be, certain locations. But with this blessing upon you, you shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in the country. So I said earlier, whether you be a city boy or a country boy, you still have the blessing on you. I have this little, you know, country approach to myself, but that doesn't mean that I can't be blessed even if I'm in the city. And those who are in the city who have this uniqueness about you, even if you're in the country, you can still be blessed because the blessing is on you. This ability, this empowerment, comes upon your life. And when it comes upon your life, wherever you are, if that area or that region is not resistant against you, then things will begin to happen in that place where you reside. Even though many of you who are working a job now, if the management is not resistant of you, then things will begin to flourish where you are, just like it did with Joseph at Potiphar's house. Potiphar's house was flourishing because Joseph was there. Why? Because Joseph had this thing called the blessing upon his life. So things began to happen. So wherever he was placed, it began to flourish. I've not been in a place that didn't grow, that didn't expand. Even when I was an employee, things got better. My department got better. Things got better when I was there, long before I came into the church. So I have this belief system, long before I became the pastor, not before I came in church. I have this belief system that when I come into an environment, that things are going to grow, things are going to expand. Things are going to get better. Why? Because that this blessing that I'm talking about is resting upon my life and is resting upon your life. That's why you can say you're the one, because it's going to transform everything around you. Let's go on into verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That's the, those who in the Bible says the fruit of your womb is blessed. That means your children, everything that comes from your body. Especially you women, you need to claim the scripture. If your children seem like they're in turbulence right now, you need to quote that part. It says, "The fruit of your womb." That's your income. That's your children that comes from your womb. They are blessed. The produce of your ground, the increase of your flock, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flock. So that means everything that pertains to you is now carrying this empowerment of blessing, which means no matter how many people try to curse, how much darkness tries to curse it, the blessing is on it, and that thing is going to always, or that thing or that person is always going to overcome. So you got to believe in that and understand how that works in your life, in and through your life. Everything that has my DNA, whether it be naturally or spiritually, has a blessing on it. It came from me. When it comes to the spirituality, we as senior leaders in our churches or even in the organization, we begot people. We bring people into revelation. So that's a birthing of those people. People begin to believe a certain way. You're watching a lot and reading a lot of the testimonies, and they elaborate. They mentioned me because what I've done is I've spoken into their lives, and now they're believing in an arena that they didn't believe before. So what I've done, I helped to birth them into an arena of faith, birth them into an arena of having confidence in that they are the one. That all of this stuff is about birthing. So anything that comes from me, that thing now carries a blessing on it, an empowerment to succeed in life, to overcome trauma, to overcome adversity, to overcome the obstacles of this world. And the more they say I am the one, what they're saying is I am the fruit of the body. I am the fruit of what he's doing. I am the fruit. So when the fruit is a representation of the tree, so people will be able to tell where that person came from because of what's transpiring in their lives. So that's how all of that works. And then it goes into the produce of your ground. So if you have a crop back then, their wealth was determined by their crop and their fields, their herds, their cattle, and their flocks. So all of that was considered wealth back in that particular day. So when you hear those things and increase of those things, their wealth was increasing. So the ground was increasing, the herd was increasing, so the wealth was increasing, the increase of the cattle. So the cattle was increasing, their wealth was increasing. So the offspring of their flock, so the flock were increasing. So their wealth, everything about them was increasing. So when you get onto this, and this is what most people are looking for, and they don't know what they're looking for. So you don't have to chase you don't have to chase the flock, the herd. You don't have to chase the cattle. You don't have to chase them. Those things are subject to the blessing that's on you. And you have to understand when this thing rests on you, you are the one, and it's going to begin to attract. It's going to begin to bring increase in areas. I don't fight for increase. I have strategies for stewardship, but without without the blessing on you, you have nothing to steward. But when the blessing of God comes on your life, you better get ready because you're going to have to know something about finances, something about increase, something about how to manage what God is sending to you. Because if you can't manage it, you'll start to lose it. And that's not a blessing. So this thing begins to rest on your life. And when it begins to rest on your life, things just begin to happen. And when they begin to happen, you're trying to gather yourself. I can attest to this, even myself and Lady Davis. There's so much good that's happened for us over the years that we're not going to focus on the bad things. And again, we have moments, we have challenges. Yes, we do. But we realize the blessing is on us that gives us the ability to overcome those challenges. So when you believe in that blessing that's on you believe in what God has empowered you with, like this song used to say, my good days outweigh my bad days, so I'm not going to complain. Well, you're the one. So won't you just go ahead, because you're the one, put away the complaining. Complaining empowers the things you don't want. You don't want to empower what you don't want. You want to empower what you do want. You want to empower the blessing of the Lord that's upon you. And you can tell that I enjoy teaching about this stuff because this is what made me. This is what made myself and Lady Davis. This is what made us. And we're convinced of this thing. This is why we've been married 33 years, and the average being married 25 years. That's a blessing upon a person. Anytime you see them move into those dimensions, it's the result of a blessing. We may not know, have known the terminology of it, but now that we know the terminology of it, it's the blessing from observing the word of God and adhering to the word of God. So it brings that empowerment. So once that empowerment comes on your life like that, no matter what your offspring is going through, it's going to come out. They're going to come out successfully. In fact, they're going to possibly be equipped, and they're going to be a great agent of change for many others because of these scriptures that we're looking at. And I'm not going to go very much further in the scriptures because we do have to pray. But this is what you want on your life. This is what breaks, curses, and this is what stops the opposing forces that wants to take you out. And whether you're in ministry, church, or you're in business, there are going to be opposing forces. And we'll get into that a little bit later about the enemies that rise up against you. We'll get into that later. We want to get this blessing on you, and you don't have to worry about those things. We want to get you to where you know you're the one. No one, once that thing is on you, it does not matter. You're not going to be easily stopped. If they can't convince you that you're cursed because you're blessed, then it's not going to be able to stop you. Once it's fortified in your mind and in your heart that the blessing of the Lord is resting on you, and not just in what you're saying, you're having scripture that you walk through this earth, and whether you're in a city or you're in a country, whether around skyscraper buildings, or you're in a field where there's wheat growing, corn, and all that kind of stuff, that blessing is still resting on your life. And what I like to do, and I look for this because I know what's on me, I look for it because people like me, even higher than me, look for that. So you can look out, it can be physically seen. If it's rest, it can be physically seen. And when people begin to see it, and I'm not talking about what you physically see in Hollywood, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about simple people with an empowerment from heaven on their lives. They're just simple, ordinary people who are carrying the blessing on their lives, and everything they touch flourishes. Everywhere they go, it begins to bring some kind of increase. It is like that. And when it's like that, this is what every race is looking for. This is what every male and female is looking for, because this is the empowerment that God created in the earth and heaven to sustain his people in the earth. And I dare say that we have minimized it to speaking in tongues and shouting and having good church, and nothing is wrong with that. It's a celebration when we go to the house of worship. It's a celebration when we're doing things inside the church. But Sometimes I'm not going to be in church and I need the empowerment on me. Sometimes I'm not even going to be in my city where my church is and I need this empowerment. Sometimes I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be in a whole nother country and I need this empowerment. And it has been proven that this empowerment is on our lives. And I'm not arrogant at all, but I'm the one. And you are too. And some of you have been writing that in, and this is how that thing works. And I believe that you're in for the most exciting time of your life. It's what I believe in, and nothing can change that. I don't fight with anybody, I don't compete with anybody. I do good stewardship over what I've been given jurisdiction over, but that's all. I mean, when you have the blessing on your life, it's just there. I got about 10 minutes, so I'm gonna have to start praying. But one example is when Jacob went to live in his uncle's house. His uncle was they were fine, they were stable, but they weren't as productive as they could be. And then you put Jacob in there because they have something. Laban has a daughter that Jacob wants. And so he works there. Well, he works there for first 7 years. He didn't get what he wanted. He works another 7 years. So he works 14 years. But there was so much increase that came while he was there. And that increase that came was because there was an empowerment. This, what I'm talking about, was on Jacob's life. So the flock increased. You see that in the scripture. So that happened with Jacob. So all this increase came, and the more the increase came, the more Laban didn't want Jacob to leave. But when Jacob left, he took what he had, that what a blessing had produced. He took it with him. I don't hear anything about any more increase coming to Laban. So that means that thing, that empowerment, was on Jacob. So this kind of empowerment can come into your life where you will thrive. There's no doubt about it. You will thrive. You will see promotions. You will see advancement. You will see opposition, but you will see advancement. I mean, that's normal for these type of empowerments through the blessing. So you might as well get ready. Once your faith settle in, you realize and go ahead and embrace the fact that you are the one. You're gonna see so much of expansion and breaking through, and things just, they don't have to make sense as long as they're God. And pretty much what comes from God doesn't make a whole lot of sense to the natural mind, but it's the way God operates. So what God does, he doesn't have to stand next to you the whole time, even though he's with you. But what he does, he empowers you so that you are never alone. And you are always getting results. So I'm gonna pray because you're in a season of time. I've been talking about double, and we're on the tail end of double going towards triple. But those of us who are single, you better go ahead and grab your double while we're reaching at our triple, because God is doing that thing, and he's doing it right now. So I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over your people right now that they will begin to see where the blessing is. And it's not in stuff, it's in an empowerment for other things to happen. God, that they will begin to recognize it. God, these things can be recognized when a person has really nothing at the time. It can still be recognized because there's a high productivity and there's a high level of energy that's functioning through them that says that their future is greater than their past. Father, I thank you for this ability that you have released in the earth realm in order for your people to begin to move and bring glory to your name. Father, we have many examples in scripture where you place this empowerment upon your people, regardless of where they're functioning, whether it be in the church or whether it be in the marketplace, whether it be in arts and entertainment, God, wherever it be, God, you are releasing this upon your people right now. Father, let them be so encouraged today, so excited today for this empowerment that cannot necessarily be seen with the natural eye, but the but it begins to function and it begins to get the results that people have been looking for. Father, I decree and declare that the power of failure is broken. I decree and declare, God, that every curse is broken because a blessing breaks a curse. It breaks a old mindset that keeps you from moving into the fulfillment of your purpose. So, Father, I pray that every curse is broken. I pray, God, that everything that was designed to hinder and to stop and to hold back and to slow down, God, that thing is broken. These people are released now. God, they will think as they ought to think. God, they're not deprived by things intellectual. They're not deprived by false information that's been given, even through the church, through the avenue of the church. They're not deprived by religion. We break the power of religion. We break the power of false structures and dilemmas, that things that would derive to be a hindrance and a snare to your people. We break the power of those things right now. We break the power of ignorance right now in the name of Jesus and say, you will be learned. We say it right now. You will obtain truth. You will walk in truth. We decree and declare that the shackles and chains fall from your hands and your feet and off of your mind right now. We decree and declare over your life in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Every inward force that has found a place of dwelling on the inside of us that tries to sabotage our opportunities, we break the power and we neutralize that thing right now. We pull it up by the roots where it has no way of growing back. We decree and declare that our minds will not be settled in the past, but our minds will be set where we can visually see it, what great future God has for us, and we will not rest in a place of depression and low self-esteem and low self-worth. We break the power of those things right now, and we decree and declare that the blessing of the Lord, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 8, is resting on our lives, empowering us, pushing us into the divine purpose and will that God has for us. Father, every person that has known slavery needs to know the blessing. Father, every person that has known lack needs to know the power of the blessing. Every person that has seen destruction needs to know the power of the blessing. God, every person has suffered death around them needs to know the power of the blessing. Father, I decree and I declare over their lives today, God, that they will know the power of the blessing, that wherever they go, wherever they may be, God, they will cause vitality and strength to come to that room, come to that organization, come to that country, come to wherever they are. We thank you for it now, God, that you're expanding them because the blessing is on them. God, they're no longer limited in small places because of the blessing that's upon them that gives them the ability to journey. Father, we can see in your word with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob, they journeyed. Why? Because the blessing was on them. And wherever they went, God, that land began to see increase. It begins to see, experience a turnaround because of that particular blessing. God, we break every opposing force again that works opposite of the blessing. God, we move people into that place to where they're working with you. They're working along with your word. They're working along with your purpose. They're working along with what you have designed and set up for their lives. God, this thing is set up to come on a human being. God, regardless of his race, regardless of whether he's a male or female, young or old, it's designed to come on the person and empower the person. I decree and declare over this I Am the One segment that there is an empowerment to walk in the blessing, no longer haunted by things from the past, no more skepticism, no more fear. God, we break the power of fear now in the name of Jesus. Once that person sits in their seat, just like Jacob sat in the seat, he waited 14 years to get what he wanted, but he got it. And God, when he got it, he left out with wealth. When he left Laban's house, he had two wives, he had children, he had flocks, he had herds, he had increase when he left. He went there with nothing. He came out with an expansion of things that you have for him. Father, we thank you, God, that even those people who just taken positions, God, that may even serve minimum wage, God, they will leave out with great harvest, God. Wherever they enter, God, you will bring so much increase through their life because they believe that they are the ones. Promotion after promotion after promotion after promotion. God, increase after increase after increase after increase. I decree it and declare it over their lives that you open up their minds to all that they can do and all that they can experience. God, they're no longer confined. God, I break the power of confinement. We open up the prison doors now. And we decree and declare that your people are free now. They are operating in the blessing, God, and everything that flows from them. I decree and declare, I break every force that's been coming against your children. I break every force that's been trying to drive them away from the purpose of God. I break the power of the religion that keeps them out of the church. I decree and declare that that thing is broken now, that they will long for their God and they will experience the blessing upon their lives, whether they be sitting next to us, living in the house with us, and or across the country. Spirit of the living God, do what you've always done. The blessing now is resting on those who realize that they are the one. And whether or not they have been given a good hand or a bad hand, God, they will work that hand until that hand has produced what is considered the blessing of the Lord. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you this morning for all the time that you've given us with these people who are identifying with the fact, God, that you have called them for such a time as this. So we celebrate them. We pray over them. We speak blessings over them right now, that no weapon, no opposition, nothing designed in this day or the days to come will be able to detour them or derail them from all that you have for their lives. So Father, we thank you for it's being done, settled, written in heaven, spoken in the earth. It is so. In the name of Jesus. Well, you all have a great day. Know that these scriptures are working for you. I'll be back next week, next Tuesday, and I'll just dive into a little bit more of this stuff. But this is what works. It is what works. I am a witness. I'm the recipient of it. And so no matter where I go, I'm never alone because the blessing is on me. So no matter where you go, know whether you're in the city or you're in the country, the blessing of God is on you because you are the one. I want you to have a great day today, and I'll see some of you tomorrow night. We're going to have a good time. We're still talking about faith, so we're going to have a good time tomorrow night. Come in pumped with excitement. Those of you who are streaming in from another state, because if I was in the state, I'd be in the church. if I was within an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, I'd be in the house. So I love to see you all tomorrow night. We're going to have a powerful time, powerful praise and worship, debt cancellation. That cross out there is so powerful. I'm telling you. So, other people, my brothers and other, and that we are in covenant with are utilizing the cross too, because the cross has the power to break the bondage of sin and debt and anything. So, know if your information is on that cross, that something good is happening for you. So you all have a great day. I'll talk back with you soon. To the Havards, you guys keep celebrating. I probably said your name 2 to 3 different ways. But have a great celebration today. We're so proud of you to celebrate 25 years. That's honorable. That's worthy of being acknowledged. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our 5 goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.